Exclusive, Iowa State Senators act none. Democrat Cindy Axon is loyal to Nancy Pelosi, not Iowans. By Jacob Bliss on November 28, 2021. Republican candidate for Iowa's 3rd Congressional District and State Senators act none. R. Who is running against Representative Cindy Axon. The state's lone congressional Democrat told Breitbart News Saturday that Axon is only loyal to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and not Iowans. None, during his appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Matthew Boyle. Breitbart News's Washington political editor said it will be a good year to be a Republican running against a Democrat such as Axon, noting he is also excited to go after one of Nancy Pelosi's most loyal liberal vote givers. None wished Axon could be as loyal to Iowa as she is to the Speaker. The Iowan claimed to have a track record of winning and unseating Democrats in the process. With his eyes now set on Congress and flipping Axon's 3rd District seat, he's previously flipped a state House seat and a state Senate seat from Democrats and was able to turn red seats that Democrats had held for 60 years. Nunn said, "We have a track record of success, we've been able to raise money. But most importantly, we're fighting for those kinds of key principles that, you know, Donald Trump talked about, standing up to countries like China. Being able to be hard on folks who just want to cave to the woke left. This will come in handy, as Nunn is running against Axon in potentially one of the most brutal congressional races across the country, with the House majority at stake. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Zach Nunn, November 27, 2021. The reality is in the last election, Axon won one county in the entire state, Nunn added. On top of that, she's voted 96% of the time with Nancy Pelosi and the squad as a result. In fact, Axon has voted along with Pelosi to enact partisan agenda items from her and the left, such as the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which was signed into law by Biden, along with Biden's marquee legislation, the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, the Democrats' reconciliation infrastructure bill. The Congressional Budget Office found that the marquee legislation would add billions to the American deficit. "We're just getting to a point where she's not even showing up in certain places in Iowa anymore. Because she doesn't have a single friend here, but also because she doesn't care," Nunn explained. He believes that Axon is only loyal to people in California and New York. They write her fundraising checks along with Pelosi and the far-left members of her party instead of the everyday Iowans. He clarified that all of that is reflected in higher gas prices and higher inflation. "That's a tax on working Iowans, and Iowans are clearly fed up with it." Nunn also argued that Axon could never receive more than roughly 48% of the popular vote during an election in the old district. At the same time, the new one allows the opportunity for more Republicans and independents who lean Republican to vote and, in turn, possibly vote Axon out of office. "With this, we get the opportunity to not only win back Congress, but win back a voice for the rest of the nation in Washington, D.C., and hold this administration accountable early on, and not suffer another 2 years of a Biden administration which gives up on Afghanistan, which gives up on the American worker and which talks about increasing taxes on every working class American in the country," he claimed. The Republican congressional hopeful has previously done multiple combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, flying in the United States Air Force as well as currently being a squadron commander with the Air Force in the Iowa Air National Guard. Nunn said he had some great opportunities while serving and being a part of different parts of government since he held senior levels of government in the National Security Council. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.